Good evening. It's good to be able to be out this evening and bring you the message. This evening, I pose the question, are you counting the cost? Are you counting the cost? And this is coming out of Luke. We're going to look at just a couple of verses there in Luke, two or three verses in Luke chapter 14. Luke chapter 14, and we're going to look at verses 23, 34, and 35. Luke chapter 14, and we'll start in verse 27. And this is talking about discipleship. Luke chapter 14, verse 27. Whoever does not carry his own cross and comes after me cannot be my disciple. And then I'll go ahead and read verses 34 and 35. Therefore, salt is good, but if even salt has become tasteless, with what will it be seasoned? It is useless either for the soil or for the manure pile. It is thrown out. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. We're going to focus on verse 27 mostly tonight. But in this lesson, we're going to learn the cost of discipleship. We will also look at the importance of being a follower of Christ. Do you ever think of this question? Do you ever count the cost of discipleship, being a follower of Christ? There are consequences if we don't take up our own cross. And each one of us are carrying our own cross. Each one of us. And in Luke chapter 14, verse 27, we just read that, you know, we each carry our own cross. No one can carry it for us. No one carries it for us. Sometimes our cross can get heavy. It can get heavy, but we must remember that something better awaits us if we stay the course. Many times we can bring burdens on ourselves. You know, in Nehemiah chapter 4, verses 16 and 17. Nehemiah chapter 4, verses 16 and 17. Nehemiah's people were rebuilding the wall here. In Nehemiah 4, 16 and 17. From that day on half of my servants carried on the work, while half of them held the spears, the shields, the bows, and the breastplates, and the captains were behind the whole house of Judah. Verse 17, those who were rebuilding the wall and those who carried burdens took their load with one hand doing the work and the other holding a weapon. These people knew how to work, especially with their hands. We must work with our hands. The same goes for us. They carried their burdens with them, just like we do. We don't have it as bad as they did. They had their burdens, and they also had a weapon in each in the other hand. We should set our minds to follow Christ, no matter the cost. Nehemiah's people were ridiculed for their work. We will do the same, but we must stay focused on the cross. We must stay focused on the cross. Even though our cross can get heavy, it's okay to help each other and help others stay on track. In Galatians chapter 6, verses 1 and 2. Galatians 6, verses 1 and 2. Brethren, if anyone is caught in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness. Each one looking to yourself so that you too will not be tempted. Verse 2, bear one another's burdens and thereby fulfill the law of Christ. We must bear one another's burdens and we can help in time of need. We get weak in our daily walk. We must lean on each other in times of need. You know, sometimes we can get prideful and try to handle things alone, try to handle them by ourselves. And it may not end up good, but we're never alone. It takes courage to open up to others about problems we face, but we face them no matter what. Christ is who we are to follow, and Christ leads us. He leads, and we must follow. We should not leave Christ out of anything that we do. He knows everything that we do, and it's easy to fall into the trap of following self and what we want to do. We must ask ourselves, what would Jesus do? And there was those wristbands several years back. What would WWJD, what would Jesus do? And that's a very good question to ask ourselves sometimes in things that we do. We need to put our minds in the mind of Christ. John chapter 8, verse 12. John chapter 8 and verse 12. Then Jesus again spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in the darkness, but will have the light of life. If we follow Christ, we will be in the light. Nothing happens good in the dark. Nothing happens good in the dark. Darkness represents Satan. We don't want to be found in the darkness. In Psalm 118 and verse 27, Psalm 118 and verse 27, the Lord is good, and He has made His light to shine upon us. Bind the festal sacrifice with cords up to the horns of the altar. Also in Psalm 119 and verse 105, Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. The light is God's word, which has been given to us, and we must follow it to stay in the light. If we disobey, then we will be in the darkness. We must study God's word to be able to understand His will for us. We can't learn everything in one night or in one setting. If we don't follow Christ, we can't be His disciple. If we're not following Christ, we can't be His disciple. Those are harsh words, but our souls are at stake. Our souls are at stake. We must want to study so we can prepare ourselves for what awaits us if we remain faithful. We must follow Christ each day and do our best to serve Him. As we follow Christ, we should be closer to Him because He's not far from us. Sometimes we will fall, but we can get back and get back on track. We should all want to be followers of Christ, but not all want to give their life to Him. Not all will give their life to Him. Many think that they're not good enough, or maybe they think they don't know enough. And that's where Bible study comes in. That's where Bible study comes in. The more we study, the more we will understand what God wants us to do. There will be those who might try to keep us from doing what we should be doing, that hold us back. But we need to stay the course. We need to trust in Him and let Him lead. In John 13 and verse 15, John 13 and verse 15, For I have given you an example that you also should do just as I have done to you. Christ gave us that perfect example to follow. Also in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12. 1 Timothy 4, 12. And this is Paul to Timothy. Let no one despise your youth, but set the believers an example in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, in purity. We must practice these things as well. Be good example in all these things. Sometimes we say things we shouldn't. We must remember that we are examples of Christ. We are examples of Christ, and they need to see Christ in us. People need to see Christ in us. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21. 1 Peter 2 and verse 21, For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example so that you might follow in His steps. We must be thankful for His example. He set the bar high, but we must do our best to let others see that we are different. They need to see that difference. We may be laughed at, we may be ridiculed, made fun of for making a stand for Christ. But that's what we are called to do. In 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 8 and 9. 1 Peter 5, verses 8 and 9. Be sober-minded. Be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Verse 9, resist him. Firm in your faith, knowing that the same kinds of suffering are being experienced by your brotherhood throughout the world. So not only are we, not only is the devil after us, but he's after our brothers and sisters as well. We can't just go through life and not do anything. We can't do that. That's not what we're here to do. The Bible is clear that we have duties and they must be carried out. There are many things within the church that can be done. And we should help as many as possible to get to heaven and teach them what they must do. When we are baptized, we are servants of Christ. So we must find things to do that will bring more souls to the kingdom. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 16. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 16. Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. Our lights must shine brightly. We mustn't be afraid to shine our lights because the world needs to know who we are and what we are. So many times we can be afraid that somebody might know and they wouldn't like us or maybe even just feel different about us. It shouldn't be that way. It should be the other way around. We must influence the world and not let the world influence us. Christ gave his life for us. What can we give back? What can we give? Well, number one, we can give of ourselves. We can give of ourselves. We can give to others. So many things that we can give. We know that what we must do to be a disciple of Christ. We know, but some don't want to give up that worldly life. They don't want to give up those things. In 2 Corinthians 7 and verse 10. 2 Corinthians 7 and verse 10. For godly grief produces a repentance that leads to salvation without regret, whereas worldly grief produces death. Worldly ways gets us spiritually away from God. Worldly ways gets us spiritually away from God, but godly ways is the way to be. It gets us closer to God. Now we're going to talk about the second part of this lesson this evening. We're going to talk about verses 34 and 35. Salt. We're going to talk about salt this evening. Luke chapter 14, verse 34 and 35 there we read. Now, like I say, and some of our younger generation may know this song, but there was a song we used to sing, you know, want to be a salt that seasons and a light that shines. I want to be a sweet fragrance that brightens other lives. I want to be Jesus to all people in my everyday life. I want to be a salt that seasons and a light that shines. That's what we want to be. That's what we need to be. Salt is good, but it can be tasteless sometimes. Salt also, it gives us flavor on our foods, but it can get tasteless. If the salt we put on gives us no flavor, then it's bad salt and it needs to be thrown out. You know, in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 13. Matthew 5 and verse 13. You are the salt of the earth, but if salt has lost its taste, how shall its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled under people's feet. Also in Colossians chapter 4 and verse 6. Colossians 4 and verse 6. Let your speech always be gracious, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how you ought to answer each person. Even our speech must be seasoned with salt. There will be those who really try to get under our skin. You know, we must be the stronger one and speak in love. You know, the tongue is talked about in James, but the tongue can be hard to tame, but it can be done. It can be done. We shouldn't say things that might drive a person away. We must try to be approachable at all times. because we never know when we are needed until we're needed. We need to make ourselves approachable. There is plenty of work that needs to be done here. Our work on earth is never done. We must help those, or help others to carry out duties as well. So we are the example, and those around us see that. Psalm 92 and verse 4. Psalm 92 and verse 4. For you, O Lord, have made me glad in your glad in your work. At the works of your hands, I sing for joy. God has put us here to be his hands and to be his feet. In Proverbs 16 and verse 3. Proverbs 16 and verse 3. Commit your work to the Lord, and your plans will be established. How committed are you? How committed are you today? This is a brand new year, and it's an okay question, because it's okay to question our own commitment to God and to the church. And I think that's a healthy question. How committed are you? You know, we must be fully committed to God and his will for us. The world will try to take us down the wrong path sometimes. Our commitment should be to God, to the church, and to each other. We live in such a fast-paced world that we forget to stop and think, you know, am I doing what God wants me to do? Well, Paul knew what it was to work for Christ. He knew that. So did many others. But now it's our turn to follow their lead and try our best to save souls. It is our duty to save souls. We need to be soul winners, because that's what we need. We all can help in many ways, and this is part of our letting our light shine. This is part of that. We have to get out and invite. We have to get out and set up Bible studies. We can't let people slip through the cracks. There will be those that will turn the Bible studies away, but there will come a time when they won't. We just need not to easily give up on people. Sometimes we give up too easy, and it's the thing to do. when we're turned down, it's the thing to do, but we must not give up. We need to keep the lines of communication always open and never give up on soul winning. When someone turns us down, we just kick the dirt off our shoes and move on. But always leave a door open. We need to leave that door open to those who don't want to study at that time. We never know when they will be ready. Ezra chapter 7 and verse 10. Ezra chapter 7 and verse 10. For Ezra set his heart to study the law of the Lord, and to do it, and to teach his statutes and rules in Israel. We need to be like Ezra and study God's word to help us to be better Christians each day. Where is your heart tonight? Where is your heart tonight? Have you fully committed yourself to God? If you are committed, stay committed. Stay the course. Let God guide your steps. If you aren't committed, then why wait? Why wait? Many times we get in our own way of doing what really needs to be done. Commitment is a good start to the year. You know, we all need a fresh start. We all need that. Sometimes we can get off on the wrong path, but we can get back on the right path. We sang the song this morning, where he leads, I'll follow. That's what we need to understand. We must be the followers, because he will lead us. But if we get ahead, we will leave him behind. And we need to always remind ourselves, he leads, we follow. Tonight, the lesson is yours. If you haven't become a child of God, haven't put Christ on in baptism, or if you are a Christian and you're struggling in your daily walk, whatever your need is, go ahead and make it be made known as we stand and sing the invitation song.